The Heart of Harkoon, a fantasy adventure in 6 episodes written by Peter Thompson and Jamie Thompson. The Heart of Harkoon, Episode 2.
Ah, young Xander, sit down. Had a good week?
Yes, Master Berenith.
Good to see you're still here.
Great wizard, you may find this hard to believe, but last week I passed my exam on dimensional magics.
Good, good, good. Now tell me, where were we?
Well, Vanna Ravain was in the Chamber of Mirrors, about to don the amulet, when suddenly her father's dead body came back to life.
No, it was not her father.
You mean it was Shazir?
Exactly.
Ah, Vanna. Vanna. I have taken your father's body, my dear, and now I will take the eye.
Ooh.
Give the amulet to me. Yes, thank you. What a pity it is that you will never know whether you were worthy to wear it. Farewell.
To me!
No, it's Shazir. He's possessed Geralt's body.
Peace, sir, but you're too late. I have the amulet. Take it. Fly for home!
No! Stop them! Scrag! Can you shoot that creature?
Easy.
Stupid man! No arrow can harm me!
Now it is time for me to leave this body. Goodbye, Alvisa. Farewell, all! And thank you!
So you say that this Shazir was able to possess my father's body?
I'm afraid so, Vanna.
Makes the flesh creep.
I know, Scrag.
My poor father.
Alvisa, who is this Shazir?
I find this hard to say to you all. Shazir is like me, an Iruni. He was the brightest star of our race until he fell into the darkness. He is now a powerful necromancer.
Necromancer?
One who deals in death magic, raising zombies, possessing dead bodies, communing with the dead, things like that. Like what he did to your father.
Thank you, Arcos. However, it must have weakened him considerably to have possessed a body in such a way for so long.
That winged creature, old bat wing.
Shazir calls her Var, a demon of some kind. I had no idea he had such an ally as she.
So beautiful, so ugly, evil. And arrows, no effect. Never come across a creature like that.
I wonder what he wanted with the amulet.
Well, the amulet was said to have been created by the mage Kishar.
Kishar? The Kishar?
Kishar?
Oh, you mean you haven't heard of Kishar? The most famous mage ever to walk the fields of Harkuna?
Lady Vanna, how did the amulet come to your family?
An ancestor of mine recovered it from the Shadowlands. He became the first ruler of Gorlois.
And if Shazir wants it, it must have some special properties.
It's called the Amulet of Truth, or the Eye of Kishar, because it is said to reveal the true nature of the person who wears it. We have used it to determine the suitability of our rulers for generations.
Does the amulet have any other powers?
As far as I know, none.
Well, we can be sure Shazir has found some new use for the amulet, but what? We must stop him.
I will organize an expedition, soldiers and supplies. I must retrieve the amulet. Without it, my rule cannot be legitimate. We have a proverb in Gorlois. Whilst the eye keeps vigil within the walls, Castle Ravain never falls.
Then we must retrieve it.
You will come with me?
Shazir must be stopped. Whatever he's up to, I may be of some help.
Kadar, you fought in the Great Wars. I would value your experience on this journey.
I will go where Arcos goes.
Arcos?
Well, the truth is, actually, I must report back to the Guild of Sorcerers.
But your investigations have barely begun.
But that's as maybe, but I think I'd better be getting back. Exams to take, you know, that sort of thing.
I'll come with you, boy.
I don't want you to come with me. I'll be fine on my own, thank you. You stay with them, help them.
Kadar?
Can you come with us?
I'll be going with him.
Kadar, we need your help. Please, come with us.
I don't need you to mollycoddle me back to Ringhorn, thank you. You go with them.
I'm going with you.
So it's true what they say, then. The great Kadar, the warrior supreme, the legendary Bearsark, has turned into a coward. A snivelling, drunken coward.
Come on, boy, let's go.
I'm sorry about this, I...
Go, now. I hate a drunken coward.
Lady Vanna, I sense that there is more to this than meets the eye.
Alvisa.
Scrag?
This quest. You wish me to come with you?
I know you have a family, Scrag. I would not ask it of you.
My thanks, Alvisa. I wish you well. Farewell, my Lady Vanna. May you find the amulet.
Farewell.
So, just us, Alvisa. Where do we look for this Shazia?
It's no good trying to find his ruby citadel. It's too close to the edge of the world. It would take us too long to travel there. Vanna, take me to the battlements. I shall try to use my Nirunic powers to touch his mind. Perhaps I can learn something of his plans or his whereabouts.
There is a risk involved, isn't there, Alvisa?
A risk that must be taken. Come.
Ah.
I have returned, my beloved, my sweet Shazia.
The eye, you have the eye.
You look pale, my sweet. Why?
Oh, Va, you know why. To possess a dead body as I did drains the very essence of my life force. Now the eye, give it to me.
Here it is, my favorite mortal.
Ah, good. The first one. I have the first one. It begins. Now for the monastery of Mulhern. Wait.
What is it?
Something. Someone is invading my mind, worming its way into my brain.
Oh, what?
And hoped I wouldn't notice. Alvisa, it's you.
Alvisa?
Alvisa. Well, well, well. Your powers, my dear, are greater than I imagined.
Kill her, my sweet! Get rid of her!
What do you want at the monastery of Mulhern?
Oh, you heard that, did you? Oh, Alvisa, you know then what I have to do, don't you?
Answer my question.
Oh, no, you poor fool. Why did you insist on entering my mind?
Kill her, my beloved!
No, 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 Alvisa. There's no point in trying to wriggle out of my head now. I've got you like a worm on a fishhook.
Let me go.
Kill her!
Farewell, my beloved. Farewell!
She's dead?
Dead.
Sweetest Shazia, believe me, I know what a huge sacrifice you have made.
She was once my betrothed.
Yes, and you loved her.
Loved her.
But the future beckons, my beloved. The monastery. Fix your mind on the monastery of Mulhern. How will you enter it?
With this eye, I now have the power to possess a living being. In the monastery, there must be at least one who is suitable for my purposes, and the eye will spy him out.
Good.
But first, I need time to recover my strength.
Of course you do, my beloved, my own Shazia, and to grieve for the loss of your childhood sweetheart, your dear Alvisa.
Oh, why did she make me do it? Alvisa? Alvisa?
Kenna, I've had just about enough. Do you hear? What am I doing, stuck out here in the middle of nowhere on a freezing cold night in front of a feeble fire with a man so drunk he doesn't even know his own name? Answer me that, hmm? A man who took the last of my money to buy himself some bottles and then got so drunk he couldn't even snare a rabbit for supper. By the tentacles of Tantalon, I have no idea whatever made me want to hero worship you. Well, why have you stopped singing, huh? Why are you staring at me like that, hmm?
In this light, you look just like your father.
I'm surprised you can focus that well. Kedar, I've made up my mind. I'm going to join Alvisa and Vanna on their quest for the Amulet of Truth.
No.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. It's not right to leave them to quest alone. They need my help. And I'm not going to have you telling me what I can and can't do. Do you hear? You drunken reprobate.
It will be dangerous. You know that?
Some of us aren't frightened of danger, actually.
How are you going to find them?
That's no business of yours. Farewell.
Let's start back at Castle Ravine.
I intended to do that anyway, thank you, Kadar. And secondly, I am going alone and I don't want to hear another word on the subject. Farewell. Now, which was the way back to the road?
Vanna! Vanna!
You!
Vanna!
I've changed my mind. I am going to join your quest.
To you, I am Lady Vanna. Ah, I see you've brought your faithful dog along with you.
Oh, he won't leave me alone, unfortunately. Just stop the cart for a minute, would you?
You're too late. I don't want you, either of you.
Where's Alvisa?
Look in the back.
What's happened to her?
She sacrificed herself for my sake.
Is she dead?
Not dead, yet. But in a sleep so deep, they say she'll never wake.
How did this happen?
She was brave enough to invade Shazia's mind. He must have sensed her there and used some dark magic to blast her mind into oblivion. Now leave me. Go!
Where are your men?
My throne has been taken.
What?
The Baron of Huxall wasted no time in exploiting the situation. He marched on Ringhorn and the people... the people welcomed him.
But that's outrageous!
I am a woman, Arkos. And more important, perhaps, I lost the amulet. Suddenly their support for me melted away like spring snow. I was forced to flee or be slain by murderous Huxal. So now my only hope of regaining the throne is to recover the amulet, to prove that I am the rightful ruler of Gorlois.
It looks like you'll need all the help you can get.
Your help? I don't need cowards helping me.
Vanna, you can insult me as much as you like, but it won't change my mind. I'm coming with you, and there's an end to it. Can I get in the cart?
Where are you going?
The last word Alvisa spoke to me was Mulhern.
Oh, so you're going to the monastery in Mulhern?
Yes, I think that's where Shazia will strike next. And I intend to be there, if he is, to get back the amulet of Ravain.
He's probably after the Staff of Arnholm. I remember reading about it. It's an ancient artifact of some renown. Now, what book did I read that in? Was it the fabled Filer of the Seven Sages, or the Scrolls of the...
Be quiet, boy. Vanna, shall we come with you?
Aren't you frightened of catching the plague?
Plague? There's plague here?
Frightened of catching the plague? We are questing questers, aren't we, boy? Nothing scares us, does it?
Oh, no.
All right, come along, let's go.
Up in the cart, please. My feet are killing me.
Up in the cart.
Where is the monastery anyway?
It lies in Wayla, a province of Gaulnir, a few days' travel to the east.
Oh, thank the gods for the horse and cart.
Ah, Laos, Laos. My little herb garden. Isn't the scent exquisite?
Exquisite, my Lord Abbot. Mm. Lord Abbot, mm-hmm. I have been asked to speak to you.
Yes?
It's about this plague, Lord Abbot.
Ah, horrible, horrible.
Indeed, and getting worse by the hour.
What of it?
Well, the sacred staff of Arnholm, Lord Abbot. Many monks feel that we should be using it in the community to cure the plague, Lord Abbot, and not hiding it here as an object of reverence.
I see. And how would our sacred staff cure the plague, then?
Well, it's common knowledge that the legendary hero Arnholm used the staff to banish demons.
And you think that the plague is a form of demonic possession?
Yes.
Laos, you're wrong. The plague is caused by bad air, by uncleanliness, by dirty water, not by winged demons. The age of heroes, the age of superstition, is long past.
I beg to differ, Lord Abbot.
And besides, what if we did use the staff upon the sick and it didn't work? You must be aware, Laos, that there are 3 other monasteries in this area, each claiming to possess a sacred staff of Arnholm. Ours might be the real one, but what if it's a false relic? Then there will be no more pilgrims, no more donations, no more patronage, and our monastery will wither into obscurity.
But out there, Lord Abbot, hundreds are dying every day.
I grieve for them and I pray for them. But especially I pray to Mulhern, the god of knowledge, to show me a cure amongst these healing herbs.
Lord Abbot.
Yes, Porthias?
We have visitors, Lord Abbot. 4 travelers. 1 is seriously ill.
I shall see them immediately. Excuse me.
Lord Abbot.
Did you talk to him?
Yes, but he again refused to change his mind.
Hundreds dying by the hour, and the old fool digs in his herb garden.
Peace, brother.
There is one thing we could do. You and I are both keepers of the keys.
Yes.
Together we could unlock the reliquary of the sacred staff.
No, that is contrary to all our vows.
Then the people will continue to die, and we will stand here doing nothing.
Have faith, brother. Have faith.
Take her to the infirmary. I shall come to see her in a moment. And make sure she is comfortable.
Will she live?
Lady Vanna, it is too early yet to say. Now, this Shazia you talk of, you say he is intent on stealing the sacred staff.
Yes.
Almost certain.
But have no fear. We are here to save you.
Well, that is most reassuring, Arcos. On my part, let me reassure you. The sacred staff of Arnholm is safely locked inside an impregnable reliquary. 2 keys are needed to open the iron-bound doors, and each key is held by a keeper, trusted monks of our order. But that is not all, for in order to place the keys in the locks, certain words must be spoken by the keepers of the keys to placate the guardians of the staff, guardians made of living stone, said to have been placed here by Arnholm himself to protect the staff he dedicated to our order.
Well, that sounds fairly comprehensive.
May I ask of the origins of the staff, Lord Abbot?
Oh, yes. It's common knowledge. The legend goes like this. Arnholm, the great hero, took it upon himself to battle the demons of Anakar in the Shadowlands. He came upon the Lake of the Seven Needles, so named after the hideous sea serpent that dwelt within it. The serpent had 7 spines on its massive back, simply brimming with deadly poison. Naturally, Arnholm triumphed, slew the serpent and found the staff in his lair. Later in life, he experienced a religious revelation and gave the staff to us.
Interesting.
Hmm.
I think think I can smell food.
We have food in the refectory. You are all free to help yourselves, of course.
Thank you, Lord Abbot. But to return to this Shazia, he is a most resourceful man. If anyone can breach your security, it is he.
Well, you are all free to look around, maintain an extra guard, if you will. I'm afraid there is little we monks can do in this regard, for we are not men of action.
Good. That is a wise decision.
I am a wise man.
But what about some food, Vanna? You must be starving.
Lord Abbot, do you have a library here?
Indeed we do. One of the finest in the land. You may make use of it if you wish.
Arcos, you will go to the library.
The library?
I want you to find out as much as you can about the staff and its history.
But what about dinner?
We shall send some food to you.
Oh!
I shall now look more closely at Alvisa. It may be that I have some herbs which can help her condition.
Do all in your power, Lord Abbot.
Lady Vanna, I shall. Meanwhile, welcome to the monastery of Molherne.
Kadar, I suggest we go and investigate the reliquary.
I have something else to do first.
Ah, Kadar, they make wine here, do they?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought for a moment you were in search of your beloved alcohol.
I am. Haven't you heard of the fine ale of Molherne? It is renowned throughout all Harcuna.
You will come with me to the reliquary now.
I will meet you there later.
Now!
No!
What are you doing lurking behind that pillar, Arcos?
Nothing.
What do you mean, nothing?
I was spying.
Spying on us?
No, on the monks.
Why?
Well...
What's behind your back?
Where?
Behind your back.
You mean this loaf of bread?
We said we'd send you some food. Now go to the library.
Oh, please, not the library.
Yes, the library. Why am I surrounded by idiots?
Oh, I'm going.
Are you coming with me, Kadar?
Later.
Ah!
Now, where's that ale?
This is the book you ordered, isn't it, Leon?
That's it. Thank you. I will return it within the week.
Good.
Good night.
Good night.
Good evening. Evening. Librarian. Have you got any books on sorcery?
Yes, a few, but we do not allow eating in the library.
Oh. That must have been one of the strangers.
Yes, Leos, it was.
What?
I am you.
What do you mean?
I am you, and you are mine.
Who is it?
I want the staff. I want the staff to cure the plague.
Yes. I want the staff to cure the plague.
Get it, then. Get it.
How can we? How can I get the other key?
Orthias will help you.
What if he doesn't?
Then we will kill him.
Murder? No.
Think of all those we will save with the sacred staff.
No. I cannot kill. Leave me. Leave me!
I will never leave, Leos, for I am you and you are mine.
Alvisa. Alvisa. Which herbs of mine can bring her out of so profound a sleep? Leos, peace, peace!
I must talk to you, my lord.
Leos, what's on your mind?
My lord, something has entered my...
Alvisa. She still lives. She survived my attack.
Leos? What is it?
She is beautiful. How sad it would be if she were to die.
How sad it is that she must die.
Leos, are you all right?
We shall leave you now.
But I shall return later.
So, you found the ale.
Have some. Nectar of the gods.
No, thank you.
So this is it, then. The famous reliquary. Ah, good solid doors.
But the great Kadar could batter those down, couldn't he?
Could he? Ah, evening. Who are they?
They're the stone guardians of the reliquary.
I wouldn't like them to be at my supper table. Ugly devils, aren't you? I thought they were alive.
They come alive when needed. The abbot explained all that.
Oh, did he?
Why do you drink, Kadar? What are you running away from?
Now, let's see. Got the head of an eagle, the body of a lion and the rear of a horse. Now, a creature like that got some special name. Hippo. Hippo something.
Hippogriff.
That's it. That's the one. Hippogriff.
Kadar, I've known of you all my life.
Huge, ugly devil.
My father used to tell me stories of your exploits in battle.
To send you to sleep, no doubt.
He said you were a hero.
And now I like my bureau.
What went wrong, Kadar?
Nothing.
Just tell me this, then. Why are you so protective of that brat up there in the library?
Arcos. I knew his father. We fought together.
Is he dead?
Yes.
How did he die? How did he die?
They say he drowned in marshland near his farm.
And what do you think?
I think... I think I need another drink, another bottle. So where you are? Here, join me.
Kadar, why have you sunk so low?
None of your business. Leave me alone, will you?
Yes, I will. I'll visit Alvisa. She's better company. And leave you with your two friends here. You think they're ugly? You should look inside your own soul, Kadar. Compared to that, they shine like angels.
Off with you. Leave me alone. Me as ugly as you two? Yes. Yes, she's probably right.
Excuse me, sir. Huh?
Not lectures already, is it?
Oh, no, sir. I am the librarian at the Monastery of
Monastery? Oh, yes, of course. Yes, sir. Well, just put it on the desk, my man.
Well, it's rather a special book. I found it tucked away in the corner of the archive, sir, if someone were trying to hide it.
Really? Mm-hmm. How exciting. Let's see now. The Sorcerer's Companion. Volume 2, Artifacts and Spells, by the wizard Hebo, disciple of the archmage Kisha. How interesting, how very, very interesting. Let's see.
Alvisa, Alvisa, you look so beautiful. As beautiful as you were that day on the lake, the day the great elder died. Do you remember that day, Alvisa? Oh, I loved you. I loved you, and to think, if you'd been my consort, what power we would have had. But you do understand, don't you? You must die. I must kill you. Farewell. Farewell, my beloved. Ah, Lady Vanna.
Who are you?
Laos. The abbot asked me to look in an Alvisa.
It looks like she's coming round.
I'll go and tell the abbot. Excuse me.
Alvisa? Alvisa, can you hear me?
My goodness. My goodness. That's incredible. Wait till the others hear about this spell. Now, let's see if I can learn it. Socrop!
Please, please, the people are trying to work.
Oh, sorry.
Alvisa.
Vanna.
Oh, Alvisa, you're coming back to us.
Vanna, where am I?
The Monastery of Mulhern.
Oh, you brought us here. Good.
Arkos and Kadar are also here.
I knew they would come. I knew we could trust them.
Your faith is touching, Alvisa.
Wait. He's in the monastery.
Who?
Shazir. Yes, I'm sure he's here. Vanna, take me to the sacred staff of Arnholm. That's what he's after. I'm sure of it.
You're too weak to go anywhere.
Take me there. You must take me there.
Who are you? Who are you?
Who are you?
I am Laos. My name is Laos. I am
We are Shazir.
Where are we going now?
I am going about my business.
Come in.
My dear Pythias, I've changed my mind.
What do you mean?
You were quite right. We should take the sacred staff for ourselves. As keykeepers, that should not be difficult.
But I thought...
Think of all those suffering from the plague. Think how we can cure them.
When were you intending to take it?
Now.
Well, do you really think we should?
Yes! You will come. Now! You, stand aside.
Who are you, then?
We are the keepers of the keys. We are here to perform the nightly ritual of inspection. Move away from the doors.
I don't know what you want to inspect staffs for at this time of night, but they are all yours.
Thank you. First, we must pass the stone guardians. In the name of the warrior priest Arnholm and the lords of the darkling realm of Ariel.
In the name of the most ancient monks of Mulhern and the first edict of Elnir. O guardians of the sacred staff.
O great guardians of the sacred staff, be still and let thy servants pass.
Who intones the rites of passage?
We are the keepers of the keys.
We serve the key keepers. You may pass.
There it is. The sacred staff of Arnholm.
Stop!
No! You!
I see you, Shazir!
Ah! Guardians of the sacred staff, by order of the key keepers, kill these intruders!
What? Kill them? No!
Be quiet, worm!
Tyrion, they're coming for us!
Shazir's running into the reliquary!
I'm with you, Kadar!
Our steel is hardly making a mark on them.
Watch out for their beaks.
They're fast.
Shazir has the star.
Oh.
Kadar, Kadar,
I warned you, Alvisa. Guardians, kill!
Kaja! Get up! Help me!
Farewell, fools!
Oh, they're closing in! Argos!
What's going on?
The man with the staff! It's Shazir! Get him!
No! I must help my friends! Let the fingers of gold Glissor touch you with frost, so your will to fly or fight is lost!
It works!
They've frozen!
I got all the hand movements right!
Oh, well done, boy!
I'm not wounded!
Oh, just a glancing blow. It stunned me, but drew no blood.
Good. Now we must go after Shazir.
Come on!
Another librarian gave me this extraordinary book. I don't know if any of you have read it.
Which way now?
Down there.
It's where I got the Hand of Frost spell.
Left or right?
Left.
I'm really grateful to you, Vanna, for making me go to the library. If I hadn't gone, just think.
Which way?
Down here.
And I've got so much more to tell you. It's extraordinary.
Now which way?
Down. Down. I sense you've gone down. Into the catacombs.
Oh, come on.
Now, what was the title of the book? Really quite extraordinary.
We will hide in these catacombs till Var arrives to take the staff.
And what happens to me when you leave?
You die.
No!
You are nothing without me now, a mere husk.
Who are you?
I am you and you are mine. Stop! Wait, it's them.
There he is!
He found me!
The eyes of Gavron Goras and the winged
feet of Goron. What's he doing?
No, the charm of exorcism! No! No!
Alas, the bell tolls. Time for your studies.
Is Shazir dead, though? Is the staff safe?
Next week. Come back next week and all your questions shall be answered.
Yes, Master.
Now hurry to your classes.
Yes, Master Berenith.
Till next week, Xander.
That was episode 2 of The Heart of Harkoon, in which you heard Nigel Carrington, Robert Portal, Emma Fielding, Melanie Hudson, Edward Kelsey, Crawford Logan, Liz Whiting, Trevor Peacock, Francis Thompson, and Clarence Smith. The Heart of Harkoon is written by Peter Thompson and Jamie Thompson and directed by Peter Hutchings.